Proclamation number 6174 of 24th of January, 1955. Disbelief in the end. People do not want to believe that they are so close to the end. They do not want to believe that things will happen which they consider impossible, that a completely new era will begin, a time when completely different conditions will exist among people, a time when there will be peace and harmony. And nothing reminds us of the battle on earth which precedes this new era. It is also difficult for people to believe in a total transformation of the earth's surface, in a so-called downfall, because they are still in the midst of life and so far removed from the spiritual that the correlations cannot be made clear to them. They do not know that a change, a turning point, has become necessary and that they themselves are the cause of it, precisely because of their lack of faith, because of their completely unspiritual state. The earthly world alone moves their thinking, and this earthly world they consider indestructible. And yet they will experience it. Upheavals will take place earthly and spiritually. I.e., every earthly destruction has an influence on the spiritual, which likewise experiences a change in its abode. People will experience what they don't want to believe. But the belief in it would cause them to change themselves, so that they need not fear what they will experience because it would not be to their detriment. Whereas the faithless people will be affected quite severely without being able to defend themselves, and the end will come ever closer. The signs are multiplying and everyone could pay attention to them. The misery will become greater and greater. People will be startled from their rest. Every man's mind will be shaken by events of all kinds. Nature will speak out as a warning to the indifferent. Fate will often prove cruel, but never without reason. Everything shall only serve to rouse people from their indifferent state, to turn their thoughts towards the forthcoming, of which they are well aware but do not believe in it. And they will all be helped to gain faith in an end. Yet no person will receive such obvious evidence that he will be forced to believe the announcements of the end to be true. Everyone will be able to believe it who follows people's spiritual development. Anyone who does not just view events in an earthly material way but relates them to people's spiritual state. Anyone who believes in a God at all, who guides people's destiny. An end will be more likely for them than a continuation on the same path which can never lead to a good conclusion. An end will come, and good for him who reckons with it and prepares himself to lose his physical life prematurely. For he will gain more than will be taken from him, and he will not be lost. Amen.